this was has never been, and I've told our drivers that, it's never been that we've been unhappy with our drivers or the work that they do. We appreciate everything they do. But just in the labor market of trying to recruit and maintain and take care of drivers and things like that, it's become more and more difficult. So a lot of schools, about 70% of the schools in the state of Minnesota, contract their transportation services out because of the more stable workforce that they can tap into.
All right, very neat. Yeah. And what about school safety?
Yeah. So as I shared too, last month, we did a countywide exercise in Hancock just prior to the last time I was on the radio. And this is just continue work on school safety. And there's a I Love You Guys training August 6th and 7th in Morris. August 6th will be at the elementary school, and August 7th at the U of M campus. I Love You Guys is a nationally known training on wording for if we go into a lockdown or if we have an intruder or things like that, some law enforcement common language. And then reunification, meaning if we have to evacuate our students, we work on processes about how to reunify them with their parents, because obviously that's a scary situation if something bad would happen, you know, that we can't predict, and parents are wondering where they're supposed to pick up their child and how they're going to do that and what the process is. This is some training on doing that, using best practices and experts in the field.
All right, yeah, it's obviously very good information to know, because that would be the worst day of your life. You know, you can't find your kid if something were to, God forbid, happen.
Yeah,
so that's very important.
Yeah, and I think it's really important for the public to understand the work schools do in preparation for hopefully never having to utilize it, but making sure we're ready if something would happen to keep our students and staff as safe as we possibly can.
And then we have a lot of activities and athletics coming up. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, just, you know, as we're approaching fall kickoff, at Morris Area Schools, we offer girls volleyball, boys soccer, football, boys and girls cross country, girls swimming and diving, and other activities. Make sure you check out the calendar on our website and fill your calendar with activity opportunities to come and watch and support the Tigers on the field and in the pool and wherever they are playing and participating and representing the Morris community as highly and with as much pride as we can. Our students work really hard to perform at a high level and certainly would enjoy the support of anybody that would love to come out and watch them. So I just encourage you to keep informed, because those games will be starting here in about a month at the end of August. You'll see action taking place on the fields and in the gyms. So please look out for those.
And you have a couple of very important dates people need to put on their calendars.
Yeah, so I just open house for our K-12 students and their families is Thursday, August 21st from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then just a reminder, the first day of school is Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025. And just know that at Morris Area Schools, we are working hard to make sure our facilities are ready for our students. Our teachers are busy preparing and learning and making sure they're using best practices to provide every student an opportunity to reach their fullest potential. And we're excited as we approach the 25-26 school year.
All right. Yeah, I can't believe it's almost that time yet again. Oh, wow. All right. Well, Superintendent Shane Munson, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody, it's as always, it's a great day to be a Tiger. Go Tigers.
All right. Go Tigers. Thank you, sir, so much for your time. We'll see you, what, in another couple of weeks, I hope?
Yep. The next time we touch base will be, you know, middle of August there. So some exciting things. Please, I welcome everybody to drive by the building site, take a look at that, and then fill your calendar with opportunities to come support the Tigers this fall.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and we'll talk soon.
Have a great day.